Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Discover the right graduate program for your future, how to finance your education, and how to successfully navigate the application process. All at the Governor State University Graduate Open House, Saturday, February 25th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit gov.stu/grad open house.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Old Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
The past crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. The Wolves have great promo games left, including Bobblehead, Superhero, and American Girl Days. Tickets start at $11. The Blackhawks have 23 games remaining in the regular season. They trail the Wild by 7 points. Tonight, they play at Minnesota. Corey Crawford likely getting the start in net. The Wild have won 4 of their last 5 at home. In the NBA, the Bulls are off for the All-Star break until Friday when they host Phoenix. The Lakers have fired GM Mitch Kupchak and Executive VP Jim Buss. Magic Johnson has been named President of Basketball Operations. In baseball, our first spring broadcast is Sunday when the Cubs take on the Indians at 1:55.
I think we're just trying to make sure that he focuses on honing in and simplifying what he wants to do in terms of approaches. Hopefully that can lead to him being more effective without runners on base, you know, just throughout the whole at bat.
That's Rick Renteria on Avi Garcia. Last season, Garcia hit .217 with the bases empty, .355 with runners in scoring position, and .289 with men on base. The White Sox face the Dodgers Saturday afternoon at Camelback Ranch. Charlie Tilson went down this weekend. He's out for 10 days with a stress reaction in his right foot. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. The security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Batacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. Celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, this is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by the Chicago Golf Show. For tickets, go to chicagogolfshow.com.
Regulator! Mount up! We're caught!
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Matt Miller's on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. He is on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. Well, we're starting to get some sense of what the Combine is going to look like. And Deshaun Watson says he is going to go to the Combine and he is going to do everything there. So what do you think that says about where he and his advisors feel his draft stock may be at the moment?
Yeah, that probably tells you they know he has some work to do and that he can make up some ground at the combine. And I think we've seen this become a little bit more of a trend. There are actually some agencies out there, like Rep One does a good job of making their, they don't make them, but they strongly advise their quarterbacks to work out at the combine. You know, we saw Jared Goff do everything last year. Carson Wentz did everything. So I think it's a great sign to see that these kids are going to show up and compete and, you know, not kind of hide behind the pro day, because my argument has always been, if you say I'm not going to throw at the combine, then you go to your pro day. If you have a bad pro day, if you have a Teddy Bridgewater pro day, it really hurts your stock. So if I'm a quarterback or if I'm an agent advising a quarterback, I want as many chances as possible to go out there and show that, listen, my guy's legit. But if you do have a bad day, you've got another chance to make up for it.
What are the throwing drills that are most important or that GMs value the most?
I think you just want to see the timing. You understand that your quarterback's not comfortable and familiar with these receivers, so it's not going to be like these great on-target passes. So, like, velocity is important. Mechanics, like, are super, super important. But you just want to see the timing. Like, does the quarterback understand, you know, when to let go of the ball on his drop? If it's a three-step drop, are you throwing at that third foot? If it's a five-step drop, are you throwing on the plant? If you're asked to drop and then climb the ladder, how's your timing? So, you know, you obviously want to look at things like touch and timing, velocity is important, and then just the mechanics of, for a lot of these guys who've never been under center before, okay, I want to see you take a three-step drop. I want to see you take a five-step drop. I want to see you take a seven-step drop. I want to see you take a snap from an under center and then roll out and make plays that way. So much of it is, what am I watching before the ball even comes out of your hand, but then also just to see arm strength and, you know, the way the guy throws the ball. If you're throwing a 15-yard out on a line, or if you're throwing a high arc pass that's looped over there. So there's a lot you can take away from this.
Speaking of what you're watching, I'm told that you have been spending some time scouting Davis Webb of Cal, quarterback. What do you see?
Big arm. He's got a very good arm. You know, he's able to rip it into those tight windows. The biggest question mark for me is his footwork is pretty slow. Like, he's not a fast mover with his feet. Now, obviously, you can fix that. You know, I'd spray paint a rope ladder in my garage and be out there every day Tom Brady style if I were Davis Webb trying to get faster feet. But that's probably the biggest thing for him. He's your prototypical pocket passer. He can sling it down the field. He's able to take a little bit off his fastball and still make things happen underneath, but he can also drill it and drive it up the field. So he's intriguing to me. I think he's going to go a lot higher than some people realize. He's probably a second-round pick just because of the needs at the quarterback position. But, you know, he's a big kid. He's a smart kid. He's got a great arm, and I think all those things combined, you know, when you don't have any real glaring red flags and you're a quarterback, it's going to push you up the board.
Joe Mixon not going to be invited to the combine. What does this do for his draft stock?
You know, I don't know that for Joe Mixon. I mean, it's going to hurt, obviously. Like, let's be real. Because for him, the most important thing is being able to interview with every team. He is a good enough player that I would imagine teams are going to find a way to talk to him, whether it's the OU Pro Day, bringing him in as one of your 60 for a private visit, like whatever it takes. I think teams will do their due diligence with Joe Mixon. But it hurts because he's not going to be able to get in front of every team in this one situation and explain himself. The good thing is he might have got a little bit of fatigue having to go through 32 different interviews when everyone's saying, why'd you punch that girl in the face? You know, like, so it might actually be a good thing for him that he kind of gets a break in between these, you know, 15-minute interviews that you get at the combine. He's going to get 32 of those that ask about one incident. This way it'll be a little more spread out. He has a little more time to be coached up by his people, you know, so that he's saying the right things and saying it the right way. So it is a negative because he's not going to get to work out, and he's a very good athlete. It might also be a positive, too, because I think for like guys like Joe Mixon, it's super important to distance themselves from their situation. So for him, it happened in 2014, and if he goes to the combine, it's all anyone's going to talk about for 3 or 4 days. By him not being there, it might actually help because it's out of the spotlight again.
What do you learn in this strange period when teams are now allowed to use the franchise tag in the NFL, but don't have to? And it ends up being a strange sort of deadline where you even though they say, okay, now is tagging time, and teams say, okay, well, we'll just wait because we don't have to yet. And some teams may want to make a grander statement by doing so with a player before others. I don't know why they do it the way they do it, but how do you view it, and what do you learn about teams based on how they respond in this time?
Well, I think I'm watching it kind of the same way that agents are. You know, how much do you value the player? And it's weird because there is this kind of wait till the last minute thing before free agency starts on March 9th. But I think you can learn a lot. You know, like the Arizona Cardinals say that they'll franchise Chandler Jones if they can't get a long-term deal. So for me, when I look at the needs of that team this offseason, I see strong safety as a bigger need, because if you're going to franchise Chandler Jones, Tony Jefferson's going to walk. And so, you know, you can start to kind of pencil in, okay, they don't need an edge rusher. They do need a strong safety. They do need a number two receiver who could develop into a number one. They need a young quarterback to develop. And so it just kind of helps me, like, you know, kind of cross off some needs, but also maybe, you know, bring up other areas that might be a bigger need because of free agency.
Read in Detroit Free Press yesterday, I believe it was by Mark Snyder, that Jabril Peppers is the most polarizing NFL prospect in his talks with NFL GMs and scouts, because they don't know what position he plays and they worry about his ball skills. Is there a more polarizing prospect, and how do you feel about Jabril at this point in your scouting?
Well, I think all the quarterbacks are polarizing. So I would say Jabril's on par with that, but the thing is, he's not even an early draft pick. So I would say Mitch Trubisky or DeShone Kizer are more polarizing, because you have everyone saying these guys are mid first round picks, but we're going to take them at number two and number three just because we need a quarterback. So I find that to be pretty polarizing. But with Jabril, like what I've said for a couple months now is, he is a great athlete and he's not a very good football player yet. So when you draft him, it's going to be with the understanding that we have to develop him into a football player. Like, and you can kind of make him whatever you want him to be. If you want him to be a free safety, he's athletic enough to do it. Like, he's track star fast. He's going to be a great return man right out of the gate. I still maintain that he'd be a better running back than defensive player in the NFL, even though I understand that he's not interested in making that transition. So you look at him and say, okay, this is a project. It might take a year of learning a little bit, you know, sitting and watching, but he can help on special teams right away.
When you say he's not a great football player, are you talking about the fundamentals or technique that he would need at a specific position that he wants to play?
Exactly. That's it. You know, because we saw him play corner and he was stiff. He couldn't flip his hips and cover. And so we saw him play linebacker, and they were able to hide his coverage flaws there, but he's not big enough to play linebacker in the NFL. So what I mean by that is, like, you're going to have to, like, say, okay, we want Jabril to be a free safety, and then teach him how to play free safety. Mm. And just because he's athletic enough, but because he never had just one spot in college, I don't think he's ready to just step on the field and play free safety right away.
Oh, but this asks for the perfect comparison then for a guy whose career, as far as we know, came to an end this year. Another guy who was the moment he stepped on the field at every level, one of the best return men anybody has ever seen, and couldn't play corner, was miscast as a wide receiver. People tried to play him at running back. How would you compare and contrast Jabril Peppers with Devin Hester?
I think Jabril is a more, like, I guess you would say, a more complete player, because he, like, Hester was just fast. And I think with Peppers, you at least see some instincts to, like, make, you know, he had a lot of tackles for loss. He was able to make plays behind the line of scrimmage a little bit. So I think, and especially the NFL is different now. Like, you know, now we will see some wildcat stuff where he could get on the field. And we see a lot more three safety looks, so he could get on the field there. I think with Hester, he was kind of done a disservice even back in college, because no one really knew how to use him. And so I would say if there's a Hester in this class, it's more like a Dory Jackson from USC, because, you know, he's played some corner, but he's not been great there. And even though he had a ton of picks, he's played some receiver, and he's not great there, but he's really fast, and he's really good with the ball in his hand. So I see Jabril as more of like a Shaq Thompson type, even though he's a little bit smaller. Like somebody who played offense, played defense, but he just doesn't have a real natural fit.
Where are you at right now in your scouting? Is there particularly a positioning group, or is there a guy that you're going back on the second or third time right now?
It's all quarterbacks right now, trying to get, like, a couple more games in before the combine. So, like, this morning I rewatched Mitch Trubisky against Stanford, because I never really got to sit down and just watch that game beginning to end. So just trying to go to Indianapolis with especially the top seven or eight quarterbacks. Like, I would like to know these guys up and down, so that whatever happens there can be a tiebreaker instead of, you know, like, damn, DeShone Kizer can really throw the ball. He's my number one quarterback now. Like, I want to know where I stand with these guys before we get there so that it can be, you know, the way it's meant to be. The combine is meant to be a tiebreaker, and hopefully that's what it'll come down to.
All right, time to quiz Matt Miller here, and this is you may have this information, and if
his
you,
answer
if
is always Tyrann Mathieu.
Now, I have in front of me from Bovada.lv the current odds to win the 2017 Heisman Trophy.
Oh, I want in on this.
This is released today, and I'm just wondering, like, off the top of your head, I mean, there's some obvious names here, but I'm just wondering, who do you think is the current favorite?
It's got to be the USC quarterback, right? Sam Darnold?
He is. That's
really? I was going to say Baker Mayfield or Saquon Barkley.
Sam Darnold right now is 4-1.
Wow.
Lamar Jackson, odds to repeat,
oh, yeah, he's still
at
there.
13-2. But he and Baker Mayfield are both 13-2. And then it's Bo Scarborough at 9-1. But you forget how many big name star college players are coming back. I mean, just look at this list here. I'll just read off Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, JT Barrett, Jake Browning, Trace McSorley, DeAndre Francois, Josh Rosen, Mason Rudolph, Nick Chubb, Darius Grice, Nick Fitzgerald, Cameron Petway, Shane Buechele, and Luke Falk. That's a list.
That's what everyone keeps saying, next year's draft. And I know, like, I've been guilty of that too, where we're like, man, next year looks good. But next year looks really, really good because, like, Saquon Barkley, like you mentioned, and all the quarterbacks, whether it's Rosen, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Jake Browning, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, like, next year looks absolutely loaded. Luke Falk, Mason Rudolph, like, there's a lot of really good players. And a lot of it is you're always projecting that these guys are going to, you know, hit all their cues and, like, become the player we think they'll be. And that doesn't always happen. Like, Deshaun Watson's a good example of that this year, and Brad Kye's a good example of that. But, man, this next year looks absolutely loaded at, like, corner, linebacker, running back, quarterback. All going to be really good again next year.
Yes, well, Sam Darnold looks like one of these all-time possible clean prospects too. I mean, there isn't much to pick apart.
You got to get through the gauntlet of LA and college life. That's all.
Well, hey, if Matt Leinart kind of did it. Matt Leinart tried.
Hey, by the way, how do you feel about the Geis kid at LSU? Because I know running backs aren't valued, but. Well, not value like they used to be, but Saquon Barkley and he and some other guys, there's some damn good running backs in the country next year as well.
Yes, there are. I like guys a lot. I think he's a little shiftier than Fournette was, obviously. I don't know that he is as – he's obviously not as powerful. I don't think he's as instinctive as a runner, but I'm excited to see what he can do with, you know, 250, 300 touches. I think Saquon Barkley is, like, a top five player headed into next year, you know, as long as he can stay healthy. Like, he looks like the real deal, but Geis looks good too. And, you know, Nick Chubb's coming back. Royce Freeman's coming back. You've got the other kid at Georgia,
Sony Michel.
Like, next year's class at running back could be, like, generational good. I mean, I think I have, like, 10 in the top three rounds this year, so it's a really good class. But next year looks pretty loaded too. There's a kid at Arizona that's good. Nick Wilson, DeMario Richard at Arizona State. Like, it's a really, really good running back class next year.
Before we let you go, how do you feel about my guy Christian McCaffrey?
I love him. I have him in the first round where he's been all along. Like, I don't understand the overthinking with this kid because I think you just watch him play. And he's, like, one of the best players in the country every week. He can run between the tackles. People need to stop overthinking this and thinking he's Danny Woodhead. Like, he runs between the tackles, and he's explosive, and he's aggressive, and he's instinctive. Like, he is I wouldn't be surprised. I think I said this on radio last night to someone that if he's drafted ahead of Dalvin Cook, I wouldn't be shocked because Dalvin Cook has a lot of question marks off the field. McCaffrey has none. And he's just, like you said, he's a very clean prospect. He's 6 foot 205. He's not the biggest guy, but he's fast. He's shaky. He can catch the ball well. He can return the ball. Like, he's gonna go to one of these teams like Green Bay or you know, New England or Kansas City or something. And they're gonna be able to plug him right in.
You know, although I always laugh with people in your business who still default to only comping him to white guys.
Right.
And it just...
Why not Falk or why not Reggie Bush or something like that?
The guy's got a helmet on. You can't see his face anyway.
He spoke out about that last year, too.
Look at the way he moves around. And it's so... It happens in basketball all the time, you know, with European players that immediately the comp is there. Just, it's... And I don't know if you have to catch yourself, if it's a human nature or if it's just the nature of the industry. But I like it when people... are a good enough and fair enough scout to be able to comp the guy based on his attributes.
It can be hard. Like, what's hard is when there's, like, a true, like, white-to-white comparison, and then you're like, man, I can't write this because people are going to get all over me about it. But I remember the first time I watched Christian McCaffrey play, I looked at my brother and was like, he looks like LaDainian Tomlinson. And he was like, no, he looks like Reggie Bush. So, I mean, it was like, I mean, that's telling you just the level of, like, how fluid he is. Like, LT was a better runner between the tackles, but just so fluid in space and such a good job at reading the play and being able to get to the second level and then accelerate. So I would guess my final comparison for him will be Reggie Bush.
Okay.
But I love the kid. Like, I think he's a damn good player.
Do you think he's more of a one-cut zone runner type between tackles, or do you think he can be part of an I-formation downhill scheme?
No, I think he's more of a one-cut guy. Like, this probably won't happen because they drafted number two, but, like, he would be great for Kyle Shanahan because there's so much outside zone, and he catches the ball well. Like, I think he'd be great for Andy Reid replacing Jamaal Charles because he can do the same things Jamaal did. He's just not quite as fast. Or, you know, in New England, they would move him all over the place. Like, he would be, you know, like an upgraded version of Deion Lewis. So I like him in a system where he can kind of stretch things a little bit and then make that cut and go. You could put him in an I form. Stanford did it at times. I don't know that it's not his best fit. Like, he's not going to go to the Vikings and take Adrian Peterson's carries in the I formation. But you put him in a pistol offense or something that outside zone stretch plays, let him be a receiver off play action. Like, that's where he's a 1,600 yard back because you just want to get the ball in his hands.
All good, and the draft stuff is heating up, and NFL transaction season heating up. We will always have good stuff from Matt Miller, and we look forward to it every week. Matt, thank you.
You bet, guys. Thanks.
That is Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout. Right now, we'll take caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. You win a 4-pack of tickets to the Chicago Golf Show, February 24th through 26th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Swing in the spring. Visit chicagogolfshow.com for more information. Coming up at 2:40, we'll talk with Chuck Wasserstrom about the conversation he had with former Cub Sammy Sosa. That's Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
You made it through the winter, Cubs fans. Spring training baseball is here.
It's got a chance. Go!
Time to talk Cubs baseball.
Grand slam! Grand slam, Addison Russell!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. After saying in recent weeks that they were not looking to move DeMarcus Cousins, the Sacramento Kings end up doing just that. They send him and Omri Caspi to New Orleans in exchange for Buddy Hield, Tyreek Evans, Langston Galloway, a 2017 first-rounder, and a 2017 second-rounder. In so doing, GM Vlade Divac made the point of saying character counts, and they wanted to change the culture of the team. Translation: what we're doing is not working. This dude's way too toxic and not somebody we can win with or build around, and his act and his attitude are not improving. He's 26 and he should have figured it out by now, and the fact that he hasn't would suggest to us that he never will. Therefore, we're not throwing another 200 mil at it. Hard to argue with that logic, but if you're going to trade this guy, you have to do much better than a first rounder and Buddy Hield. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, this is Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. I'm excited to tell you that we have recently moved to a bigger and better location to serve you at 535 Green Bay Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything barbecue. We specialize in outdoor kitchens and have the best selection of gas and charcoal grills from Weber, DCS, Fire Magic, Napoleon, and Kalamazoo, just to name a few, plus a full line of smokers. We have all the accessories, charcoal, and woods you could want. And if you're looking for the big green egg, we are now a platinum dealer and we have it all. And if you're in need of a few pointers on how to use your grill, you can sign up for one of our grilling classes, or you can even host your next event right in our new space. We service, we sell, we take care of you. Call us at 847-251-2272. That's 847-251-2272. 2272, or you can visit us online at backyardbbqstore.com. That's backyardbbqstore.com. The Backyard Barbecue Store, where cooking out is always in.
2817.
It's the Auto Showdown Markdown Sale at Woodfield Nissan with the best cars in town for the auto show. They're marking down their best deals, like $10,000 off MSRP on new Nissans, plus get $1,000 in Auto Show Nissan bonus cash, plus Nissan just announced 0% APR for 72 months on six model lines, Altima, Sentra, Rogue, Murano, Leaf, and Maxima, plus get no payments for 90 days. Drive home in a brand new Nissan Sentra markdown price for only $14,464 or brand new Nissan Rogue markdown to $19,215. Want to drive home in a Nissan Altima? Buy now at a markdown price of $18,390. Hurry to Woodfield Nissan today for their Auto Showdown markdown sale. Visit them at 700 West Higgins Road in Hoffman Estates or head to WoodfieldNissan.com today. Amount off MSRP may not reflect actual selling price on select models. Example of savings on a 2016 Nissan Titan XD, model number 56816, stock number 361969, two or more available at this offer. Sentra model number 12017, Rogue model number 22117, Altima model number 13117.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy electrical supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 10% every day. Save up to 10% on wiring devices, breakers, and boxes when you buy in bulk. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history.
This week in 1960, Jimi Hendrix made his stage debut at a Seattle high school. Iconic Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain was born this week in 1967. This week in 1973, the Byrds made their final live appearance. This week in 1976, the Eagles' Greatest Hits became the first album to be certified platinum by the RIAA, selling 1 million copies.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police work's like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
You're not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also watch 670thescore.com. We'll talk to Chuck Wasserstrom at 2:40, so about 12 minutes from now, about the Sammy Sosa story. Sounds like a guy who is incredibly prideful, but also wouldn't mind being a part of something again.
Yeah, but some of the stuff in here, some of the responses from Sammy asked about, does it bother you that people continue to say you did something? Well, he did. He was part of the New York Times 2003 report that said there was a positive test in there. So there was a positive test. So that has not really been disputed at this point. And Sammy says it's like Jesus Christ when he came to Jerusalem. Everybody thought Jesus Christ was a witch and he was our savior. So if they talk about Jesus Christ, what about me? Are you kidding me?
Yes, yeah, it's a common motif, common trope where people do that. Oh, even Jesus got stoned. So who am I to not take some of these arrows? You hear it often.
I mean, it looks like he would be, he says he would only come back to baseball as an owner. And I don't know if that means he wouldn't try to repair his bridges with the Cubs, because it does sound like in this that he would be willing to do that also. But
it sounds like a guy who his feelings are still hurt, and he understands how, you know, he impacted people's decision making on him, and he doesn't, you know, he doesn't want to bow down because he's Sammy. He feels that people should bow down to him. So it sounds like a guy who really wants to say, hey, can you take me back, but doesn't want to say it in those terms. That's what I mean from reading the story and reading some other comments on ESPN about it. It just sounds like a guy who would like to be a part of something again because he misses that spotlight.
I'm a gentleman. I'd never say no to that. Talking about coming to Chicago or the Cubs convention or do the seventh inning stretch. He said the only way he wants to actually come back to be in baseball is to be the owner of a team. He said, I never say no to that. I owe something to the people, the crowd in Chicago. For that, I would come back. But I'm not going to go up there and say, I'm here. Please bring me back and give me a chance. I'm not hungry. I have too much pride. They know where they can find me. They're in their way. I'm in my way. If they want to have a meeting, of course, I'm a gentleman. I'd never say no to that. But that's his way of
It's a weird sports relationship. One of the weirder ones that I've ever seen, where Cubs fans who cheered and revered him for all the Sammy stuff turned on him at the end.
At the urging of the team that wanted to make it very, very clear that he should be vilified for having left the game early, they seized on something and took advantage of it.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves have great promo games left, including Bobblehead, Superhero, and American Girl Days. Tickets start at $11. The Blackhawks have 23 games remaining in the regular season. They trail the Wild by 7 points. Tonight, they play at Minnesota. Corey Crawford likely getting the start in net. Now, the Wild have won 4 of their last 5 at home. In the NBA, the Bulls are off until Friday for the All-Star break, it's when they host Phoenix. The Lakers have fired GM Mitch Kupchak and Executive VP Jim Buss. Magic Johnson has been named President of Basketball Operations. In baseball, our first spring broadcast is Sunday when the Cubs take on the Indians at 1:55.
Through today, yes. He ended up being on our PFP field. Didn't make a throw. We had a play made by the third baseman, but he's moving along. He's moving along. He's fine.
That's Rick Renteria on Carlos Rodon. The team is moving him slowly along into spring training, and he's fine, even though he was never not fine, but everyone keeps talking about how fine he is, even though he was never not fine. The White Sox face the Dodgers Saturday afternoon at Camelback Ranch. Charlie Tilson, he's definitely not fine, down for 10 days with a stress reaction in his right foot. Remember, he tore his hamstring in his left leg last season. This foot, too, also gave a problem in 2013 when he had a stress fracture in the same foot. So the stress reaction is just a precursor to that. So they're going to take him off of any kind of duties and activities for the next 10 to 12 days. Fried chicken is crispy, savory, and universally delicious, but now it's also a chalupa. That's right. Taco Bell has created the first shell made out of crispy, marinated, all-white meat fried chicken. That sounds great. The new naked chicken chalupa from Taco Bell, part chalupa, all fried chicken, and I would also say all delicious. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670.
No editorializing.
I can't?
Oh, fine. Go ahead.
100% delicious. Where was I, Dan? I'm going to start over. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves have nothing, huh? All right. Celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. We're the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. It's my favorite team, also Dan's. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with a freshly made breakfast sandwich and a rich, smooth, medium coffee for $3.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Excludes Big and Toasted. 50 cent upcharge for cold brew. Limited time offer. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
All right, so you talked about how awesome the weekend was weather-wise, and you got outside and did a little grilling.
I've been doing it tonight. Golfing. I got skirt steaks marinating right now.
Man, I got to tell all you guys out there, and this is for all the guys who are single and don't have any kids. Rent you a baby. Rent a baby whenever you possibly can. Find a friend
who has a baby
and say, can I rent your baby for 2 or 3 hours? You know, my girl doesn't ask for much, so I try to do everything I can for her. And she, you know, she's been taking care of the baby while I'm off to work every single day. And I know he could be a chore. So I said to her, I'm like, listen, I'm going to get you a spa day. I'm going to drop you off. You're going to have a good time. You're going to get relaxed. Mm-hmm. You can get your nails done. Do whatever you want to do. They've got my card on file. Enjoy yourself. Dropped her off right down here, downtown Chicago. And I forgot the bottle. That was the first mistake. So she,
that's like forgetting your wallet.
She texts me, she goes, Jason, before I go into this, you know, place with the robe and I'm gonna get a massage and all that, you've got to come get the bottle. So I walk back, I go get the bottle. I look at the kid, I'm like, it's me and you.
There we go.
Let's do it. This is the first time we're out amongst the people. Everybody's outside. We're walking around. I've got the little blanket covering them up a little bit. We get into the stores. I want to go buy or
now
something.
You're in the. Is this the heavy duty stroller or is this like a snap and go?
Yeah, no, I got the heavy duty joint.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm conquering all potholes. I'm running past Dickers like at full speed and we get into the water tower place, which I did not know had become a haven for children. I did not know that the water tower place is where people just drop their 12 to 17 year olds.
Wait, American Girl, right?
You didn't go. You went down there during high school.
I did, but it still was a little like it still didn't have that many kids. I felt like
with all these kids?
Real deal. So I go over there. They're, you know, they got the escalators, whatever. I gotta go through the Macy's part to get on the elevators. Uh-huh. And as soon as I peel back that curtain. That beautiful little boy. I am telling you, fellas out there, if you have any problem catching up with the fair sex or with the same sex, find yourself a baby because, my God, I could not get from the door to the elevator without every woman in the place saying, oh, my God, look how cute he is. He's so adorable. He's so tiny. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, if this was a woman and the situations were switched, I don't think as many men will be walking up to a lady with a newborn baby saying, oh my God, look at him. And like a couple of the ladies were trying to catch up. Like, where's his mom? Where's mom?
Why isn't mom here?
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute here. Like, what's going on? But yeah, I'm just telling you now, this is a public service announcement to all the guys out there who are, you know, cuffing season is over. It's getting hot. You know, you're probably starting all over again with a new roster. Find yourself a baby. And if you want to rent mine, he's not going to be cheap. But find yourself a baby.
But how does that go then? How do you admit that you're pushing a rented baby?
and still
I haven't got to that part of the process.
You need to play this out. If you get a couple of phone numbers, like, oh, yeah.
Right. It's my buddy's baby.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just some stroller I grabbed.
Or it could be like your nephew or your little cousin or something like that. But man, it's probably the same thing with like people who have puppies and they go to Grand Park and Millennium Park and all of a sudden
dog parks.
Yeah. Find yourself a baby out there, guys. No matter what you have to do, just rent one, preferably. I don't want you out there on the black market buying babies.
Maybe you have an extraordinarily cute baby though. You don't want an ugly or smelly baby.
He is a cutie, but my God, I was sitting back like, whoo.
Our friends just had a baby too. Our first time, yesterday we just went over to see it. That one of our dear friends, she and her wife had a baby after. And this baby, so cute and so well behaved. It's like around Jace too. I was they're sort of comparing stories. Also premature.
He was all good.
And I was mentioning, it's like, well, wait, is this the same onesie? And they said, no, they had
different onesie situations.
I said, I got to get this information where the other preemie onesies are. But it's like when I was around Jace and when I was around this baby yesterday, like. No crying. Nope. Like this is great
until it goes down. And he didn't cry the entire day. Like, we went over to the 900 building. We walked through. I took him into the Mont Blanc store to go look at some pens.
Get you a pen.
Right. I took him to
bar mitzvah. You get him a fountain pen.
I took him to all the stores, and everybody's like, oh, the Lululemon girls. Oh, my God. The Lululemon girls love Jace. What? And I was like, whoo, 7-8 years ago. If I didn't have Jace, there'd be an issue here with you and your lovely, lovely yoga pants.
Meet me at Lululemon. Right. It's going down.
Real deal, man. So find yourself a baby. That's what I got from this weekend.
Chuck Wasserstrom talks about Sammy Sosa next on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds. CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth.
You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
You're not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
I'm the test nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 58 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise on Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
In sports,
Jim Rome,
Tiki,
the Gottlieb Show rolls
on the Mojo Show.
Around the clock, national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get you to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Assuming things get worked out, you know, certainly be open to having him around in some capacity and working with their young guys. I don't know him personally, but I'm sure he has some things to offer. But I'm not really involved knowing.
.244 on the Bernstein and Goff Show, Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score. Let's go out to the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza. Tonight, joining us is Chuck Wasserstrom. And hey. Chuck is a former PR man for the Chicago Cubs. You can follow him on Twitter right now at @C_Wasserstrom. And he blogs as well at ChuckBloggerstrom.com. And you got a long conversation with Sammy Sosa. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, guys. Hi, Dan. Hi, Jason.
Hey, what's up, Chuck? So this Sammy Sosa thing, the way that these two entities parted, and I'm not just talking about him and the organization, but him and the fan base. There's a lot of blame to go around, and a lot of it is on Sammy. But from everything that I've read in your blog, and now that national media is picking up on it, it seems as if Sammy is in a very prideful stance, but does want to be welcomed back into the fold.
I think that's a very good way of putting it. I guess the best way, he really did enjoy playing the game. He enjoyed the banter with the fans. It didn't end in Chicago the way anybody thought it would have, and it definitely didn't end the way he wanted it to, and I believe he was very contrite with that. He's very apologetic. He owned up to everything, and I mean, hopefully, maybe this is the first step toward finally getting that done.
Well, he hasn't owned up to using performance-enhancing drugs, and that sort of seems to be the linchpin of all of this, is that everybody's sort of waiting for that. Something, you know, look, Manny Ramirez is a beloved member of the Cubs family. You know, this isn't really that big a deal. It just seems he still is so dug in on denying the evidence from the 2003 New York Times report and from what he said to Congress. Why would it be, when others have done it, is that still something that he can't bring himself to do?
It's a very good question. That's hard for me to answer. I can't tell somebody what they should do. He said he didn't do anything. I have no proof. There is no proof. to be honest with you there. And, you know, it's just one of those things. I know what people want him to do. Mm-hmm. I think he knows what people want him to do. But if he doesn't believe it, that he did anything, it's wrong to say. You should say something just for the sake of saying it.
Some of this just seemed overall, a lot of it seemed so needy. Like he seemed to go out of his way to talk about how successful and happy he is. And it seemed that he wanted, you know, naming all the countries in which he's doing business and talking about how happy he is. And then the way the passive aggressive nature about when you asked about would he sing the seventh inning stretch or come to the Cubs convention, and this very passive aggressive, I never say no to that. I owe something to the people, but I'm not going to say I'm here, please bring me back. I have too much pride. They know where they can find me. I mean, that sounded to me like he's crying out for them to come find him.
Well, that was a very long question. Let me see if I can address it. I think there's the part of it where he's been in exile, so people think, okay, out of sight, out of mind. And I think some of it was just, look, I'm happy. I'm where I am in life. I'm content, enjoying having the little kids now. I'm enjoying the work I'm doing. I think, and then Dan, you were around him. He wanted to be liked. He wanted to be loved. And I think just the way it all ended, it was just really tough on him from that standpoint.
How important is the relationship with some of the current ambassadors and Sammy Sosa, guys like Ryan Sandberg and Kerry Wood? Those guys were, if not behind the scenes, very in front of the scenes, and especially in Sandberg's speech at the Hall of Fame about PED users and how they felt about those guys. And of course, the smash boombox is a thing of legend. So how important is it to mend those fences before he comes back into the fold?
Very fair question, and one I wouldn't feel comfortable answering in his behalf. That would be something that hopefully one of these he would talk about. I did not ask him that question.
Do you know where the resistance is coming from the Cubs side of it? You know, we heard Theo Epstein kind of nonplussed there and just trying to talk his way through it. Do you know where the points of resistance might be currently with the Cubs?
I really don't. As you know, I haven't been there in 5 years. A lot of the people that I worked with and was close with there, they're not there anymore either. So that's not for me to be able to answer. That's for people who are there to answer.
What made you want to write this conversation with Sammy Sosa? Did this just come about? Did he get in touch with you? Were you thinking to yourself, I wonder what Sammy's doing? What was the genesis of this?
I have my own personal site where I do my stories of my time there. I was with the Cubs 25 years. I did a handful of Where Are They Now type stories last year, and I happened to be having lunch with Rebecca Polaronis, who does a lot of his publicity, and we had lunch, and it's like, would he be willing to do it? He hasn't done a whole lot of interviews the last 4 or 5 years, and it was just, It took a little time, He wanted to do it when he was in the States and all that. And last week she reached out and said, hey, Sammy's in the country. Do you want to talk to him? When can you do it? And it just happened like that. But like I said, I've talked to, I'm guessing off the top of my head, about 15 or so guys over the last year, some I hadn't talked to in a long time. And that was just the genesis of it.
Why did the Cubs decide to do what they did in making sure everybody knew that Sammy Sosa left that game early and knowing that they could seize on that, even say, oh, no, we've got videotapes of when he left? And it just seemed like a concerted, aggressive turn against him that started this particular divorce. And I don't know if there was all sorts of a forethought just looking for that opportunity, or it was in the moment they said, well, he left and there's going to be an outcry here, let's get on the right side of it and essentially smear him.
I honestly wish I could answer that question for you. I mean, I was working for the team. I was there. I was in the baseball operations department at that point in time. It wasn't one of those, oh, let's hope we can catch him type of things or anything like that. It happened, and boom, just like that, it went viral. I wish I could have. I know he wishes he could have turned back the clock, and if he had not done that, stayed to the end of the game, who knows what the future might have held. I mean, chances are he would have still been traded at that point in time. It was the time for some other things to be taking place. But the way it ended could have been a lot better, and that could have changed a whole lot of things.
But what were you thinking at the time when you knew? It was very clear what the team was doing, and we were talking about it as mm-hmm. it was happening, and here you were on the inside. What's running through your mind as all this stuff is going on, and you were one of the people in charge of massaging the flow of information?
No, I would not have been at that point. I was no longer in at the park.
Oh, you're baseball ops at that point.
I was in baseball ops, so I mean that was, and I'm not trying to say I'm blameless in it. I was not involved.
No,
so I
mean,
was not in a position to do anything.
I'm not casting blame. I'm just trying to get some sense of, because this the feelings are so complicated here. You've got what actually happened, and then you've got the way everybody involved seems to feel about it. And as I mentioned when we started the show today, that when Sammy's involved, there's always these differences between what's real and what's perceived. The way Sammy sort of vaingloriously sees himself almost as an outsized cartoon character. The way his stats became sort of outsized. The relationship that he had with people as an entertainer as much as a baseball player. You never quite knew what's real. And I guess for me right now, I don't know what's real. I don't know if Sammy's still trying to present himself as now businessman and international mogul Sammy Sosa, or whether the Cubs and the current Cubs administration knows or cares about that level of it. I'm trying to get at essentially now, after all this time, is anything now more real?
Again, very, very loaded questions you're asking me.
All right, Chuck, we'll talk to you some other time, man. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you. That's Chuck Wasserstrom here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. I don't have time for that. I mean, if you don't know how to answer questions, or questions are too long for you, you wrote a blog, people are talking about it now. I don't have time for that. We're going to talk about other things at the top of the hour here on the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Cubs and Sox fans, the Scores baseball expert Bruce Levine is live on air and online from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox camps.
Schwarber looks like he might be getting paired up with John Lackey to catch him during the regular season. Jose Quintana, they know he's going to get traded. We just don't know when.
Bruce Levine, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
This week in music history. This week in 2002, the Bee Gees made their last ever concert appearance. This week in 2003, 100 people died in a club pyrotechnics accident at a Great White concert. This week in 2009, President Obama honored Stevie Wonder with the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize. That same week in 2009, Rihanna issued a statement thanking fans for their support after an alleged assault by her at-the-time boyfriend, Chris Brown.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This week in music history.
Hey.
This
This week in 1960, Jimi Hendrix made his stage debut at a Seattle high school. Iconic Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain was born this week in 1967. This week in 1973, the Byrds made their final live appearance. This week in 1976, the Eagles' Greatest Hits became the first album to be certified platinum by the RIAA, selling 1 million copies.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
We passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stand.